This building was once home to the families that lived here. Now, many of the residents are buried under the debris. The voices from under the rubble are fading with every passing minute. And those alive and safe are exhausted by the torturous wait, sometimes losing temper and control. 4 days now, they have been standing here, hoping to see their loved ones coming out of the debris alive. And if not, at least recovering their bodies to give them a proper burial. Tension is running high and time is running out. Bodies keep coming and anger rising. Ahmed has saved his mother, but his younger brother is gone. He says he is the oldest among siblings and his younger brother shouldn't have died first.
We are suffering pain. I don't want anyone else to experience this.
Many lives here have been torn apart and families shattered. Now rescuers are trying to save whatever is left. Authorities say the two earthquakes that hit the city released energy equivalent to that of 500 atomic bombs. The scale of destruction is immense. The country has not seen a bigger disaster in a century.
The Turkish Disaster Management Authority says the duration of the first earthquake that hit southern Turkey was 65 seconds, while the second one lasted for 45 seconds. The area was shaken severely for about 2 minutes. As a result, around 1,000 buildings collapsed and nearly 6,000 people died in Kahramanmaraş. Those who survived are now trying to cope.
These weary families now have nothing more than hope. The window to save people is shortening, and the cost of failure is too high.
We've been working for days without stopping. I'm mentally down, but I have to stand firm and continue to work because they're relying on us.
There has been some positives as well, and hard work has borne fruit. Here, a 5-year-old Syrian girl is being pulled out alive after 132 hours under the rubble. A moment of celebration and a spark of hope for those still waiting. As the night falls on the rubble in Kahramanmaraş, this rescue dog sniffs through the debris. It detects the smell of someone below, possibly alive. And it is time again for the steady and delicate rescue work. Resul Serdar, Al Jazeera, Kahramanmaraş, southern Turkey.